Sister Sabrina, will you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father, we come humbly before your presence just to give you praise, glory, and honor, and thanking you another time that, God, we can come and ask you. You said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be given. Now, Lord, when we're living right before you, we can petition you, and you said you'll answer. So tonight, as we fellowship, as we hear a word from the Lord, as you bless Pastor Smith to give an anointing word that destroys every yoke, let it not just to destroy the yoke, but let it be put out for good, that God will be able to live from victory to victory instead of from defeat to defeat. Lord, I thank you today as listeners and hearers and doers of the word, that God, you will be glorified in heaven, because you said thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I thank you as we fellowship tonight, is in our hearts and in our minds and our souls. We bind and rebuke the enemy that will come against our time of fellowship and prayer. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for a right now word and an on-time word and a word that delivers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call and listen live on Tuesdays or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number that we're on this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. You can listen in on Sundays at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If the Tuesday night line has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. Just a save the date reminder about August 12th, at 1:30 p.m., Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension will be having a service twice a month at Bethany Church. Pastor Smith will be giving a word of deliverance and preparing for breakthroughs. Please come out for a mighty move of God. More details to follow. And also remember that the children located in the area or that can come to service on that August 12th date will receive a free backpack loaded with school supplies. Children need to be present in order to receive that gift. It's time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone. We do have a little bit of interference, so anyone that doesn't have their phone muted, now is the time to do so. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina. I just want to give praise to God and glory, Pastor. Those kids have been rescued. We have been praying and believing God to bring them out, Pastor. That was nothing but the Lord, because we were speaking about it and people were saying, oh, it's impossible. But I just began to speak a word in agreement with everyone else that is believing God for their deliverance, and God did it. He's just faithful to his word. So I just want to praise him for it.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Well, Sister Tamara, I just want to thank the Lord for the power of prayer. I wasn't feeling well on this morning. I had really, really bad allergies, and I almost didn't go into work. I was kind of stuck at the gas station this morning, just not feeling well, almost sick. And so I started to pray, and I turned the gospel music up on the radio I had. And I just thank God for his healing power that I was able to complete a full day of work on today and then be here on the prayer line. So I thank the Lord for that. And I also want to give a prayer, a testimony for my husband. He received a promotion at work, so I just thank the Lord for that. We have been in prayer about that. And I know that Pastor Smith, the word had went forth through you that God was going to do the increase for him. So I just thank the Lord for his moving and his grace and his mercy for us all.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the Spirit of God pulling us up, lifting us up, that you breathe on us, Father, new strength, that the Spirit of the Word come alive in us to receive tonight. And we're going to give you praise for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 17 and 18, and Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2. That's Genesis 22, verses 17 and 18, Romans 12, and verse 2.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This word is encouragement tonight for the believers. And this word that we're going to pray and intercede tonight for believers to get a breakthrough from poverty in the mind, for the Spirit of God to loose you tonight from poverty in the mind. We're talking about the mind of poverty tonight. And the mind of poverty will come in and it will cause you not to receive a breakthrough or not to go forth in life. And so when your mind is in that state of thinking, you cannot go forth because your mind is hindering you from going forth. And we're going to see it by the word of God tonight, because money is important to God for you to be blessed, thanks to God. And poverty is a mindset and spirit. It's a demonic spirit that's sent by the enemy to take your mind in a place where you are not thinking properly concerning prosperity. Poverty is a demonic force that robs God's sons and daughters of blessing and provision. And the Spirit of God has already made provision for us when we are saved. Preparation for your journey in life already been set up by God, prepared beforehand, supplied by God. All the provision, all the context, everything that you have need of, it's a covenant agreement. And we're going to see in the Word of God how we allow our minds to make bad choices. You know, the mind holds opinions and intentions and choices, and that's the intelligence of the mind. It holds a memory and it thinks. So we have to take responsibility on our choices when we make bad decisions and walk in error and disobedient to God. When that get in our mind, it hinders and it stops prosperity. And we blame many things and many people, but tonight God wants us to be free of blaming anyone, faulting anyone. He wants us to take the responsibility and repent and do according to what God's word says. Because in the mind has to be transformed. The mind has to be set free from poverty. See, God is on the throne ruling everything over the universe. And it's governed by the principle of his word. I don't care what Satan has done, is trying to do in the earth, God is in control, thanks to God. He's over the universe. He made the universe. The principle of his word controls our lives and our destiny. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Genesis 22:17-18, please.
That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. And in thy And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
This is so powerful. This is referring to blessings and increase, saints of God. This is the will of God, that you be blessed. He spoke this. It's a covenant agreement for us. Right now, in the time we're living in, this covenant still stands. That God sent his son Jesus to defeat Satan and to remove Satan from having legal right to hold us in bondage. He had legal right at that time to hold us in bondage, but not any longer because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so that enemy has lost his power. The gates of hell was torn down when Jesus came. And when we're obedient to the word of God, that's the requirement. This word was spoken over Abraham's life for him because of obedience, saints of God. The spirit of the word, the principle of the word, Abraham came in submission to what God's word said. He yielded to God's word. And we know when Abraham was not in a place where he was yielding, everything was held up. His prosperity was held up. He received a word, and Abraham fell from that word and listened to another spirit. And not it was not according to the word of God. See, the Holy Spirit will allow prophecy to come into your life, saints of God. A word will be prophesied into our lives. A word of prosperity will be prophesied into our lives. But the prosperity of the word come forth through what? Obedience, saints of God. I hear many people say, I got a word, and God said, and they're walking in disobedience, and everything is held up, and the spirit of poverty begin to overtake the situation. Abraham's blessings was held up when he disregard what God has spoken to Abraham concerning his promise to bless him. And the mind came into another setting. The mind came into making a bad choice, to making bad decision. And that's what we're going to come against tonight, that the mind must come subject to the rules and the principle and the authority of God's what? God's word. God's word moves in authority. God's word shakes everything. God's word is a principle. It's an order. It rules. It makes provision. It makes things come in order. That's what God had given Abraham, a word for him to prosper. God has given you a word. This is his word we've gotten tonight. This word is for you to prosper. And many times our mind have made bad choices. Our mind have made bad decisions. And we try to blame it on this, that, and the other. But tonight we're going to take responsibility if we have made bad choices. If things in our lives is in a state of what? Poverty. If things in our lives is in a place of hardship and lack and financial difficulties and needs that need to be met, things that poverty is a poor spirit. It's a spirit. And you know the word of God says when Elijah, when God allowed things to around him to begin to dry up for a purpose, he made provision for Elijah to be sustained. Even when things around you, if you lose a job, if things around you to begin to get in a state where you don't understand how you're going to make it, provisions are already created. The provision was created for Elijah to eat, to live, and all things were supplied for Elijah in that particular time. God is saying the same yesterday, today, and ever. But our minds need to be what? Transform. There's so many people latch on to people who have a have a poverty mind setting. Spirit draws spirit. And when you begin to lash on to those spirit, those poverty spirit that lack spirit, it attracts. It's tendency, it's attributes, and it's habits. And when we attach ourselves to that, those kind of spirit, lack spirit, you have that mindset, and you begin to attach yourself to situations and people with that same mindset. I'm talking about mindset in tonight. And those attributes begin to form inside of you. Those traits begin to form inside of you. Those symptoms begin to take you over. Those dispositions begin to take you over. And people begin to talk like that. They begin to act like that. They don't, and because they're being caught up with a lack spirit, a spirit that's complaining, a poor spirit, a spirit that's faulting other people, a spirit that's blaming someone else, a spirit that has made bad choices itself but put the blame on someone else, and then you listen to that garbage. You sit down and have a conversation with that spirit. You're breaking bread and talking that smack, that conversation with those kind of attributes. And before you know it, those habits begin to overtake those good attributes that's and those good tendencies and those good standards and those good rules and those good routines. You begin to get a hang up with those attributes tonight. And the Lord wants you to be free from those lack spirits. The spirit of poverty draws poverty. The spirit of poverty attracts poverty. And when you have a mind of Christ, you're going to rebuke, you're going to counsel, and you're going to change conversation. You're not going to be caught up, and nobody's not going to be able to impute those spirits in your mind because you have a mind of prosperity. Romans 12 and 2, please.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
He said, let God transform your mind, change in the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Transforming is a change of character. Your mind get reconstructed. There's a shift in your mind. Your mind get reformed. Your mind get in a different state of thinking. Your mind get changing. Your mind get into a converted state, a conversion take over your mind. But as long as you attach yourself to poverty spirit, talking about lack spirit, those characteristics and those qualities and those tendencies of that poverty spirit will attach yourself to your mind. That's what happened with Jacob. That's why Jacob's prosperity was held up for how many years? 21 years. Because his mother's spirit overtook Jacob's spirit. It overtook Jacob's spirit. And Jacob had to be placed in a state of transformation. And when he began to prosper, when his mind began to change, Laban, his father-in-law, could realize the change, realize that this man is blessed, realize that everything this man touched, something happened to it, because God had to purge Jacob from that mindset in the saints of God, from that mindset. And that's what happened with Abraham. His blessing was held up until he got into obedience. He was no longer rebelling against the spirit of God, but he came subject to God. He came subject to what God had told him at the first. instead of what Sarah had said, because her attributes blended into his mind. He made a bad choice. He made a bad decision. He had to take on responsibility. And this is a word of encouragement for people to get out of poverty tonight. For people to get out of that place, somebody have to stand for righteousness. Somebody have to stand for obedience. Somebody have to break the spirit of poverty. That's why that generation curse will not stand. The curse cannot stand when there's obedience, thanks of God. It cannot stand. Poverty is a curse, thanks of God. It cannot stand. It cannot live. It has to die when one act of obedience come forth. When Jacob got into that place of obedience, took him over, the spirit of poverty had to die in Jacob's life, and Jacob had to prosper in that place where he was, where he was came into an empty place. He left out full. Abraham was blessed, and everything he touched was blessed. And when the enemy came around him, the enemy had to come separate to what God had spoken over Abraham's life. And so tonight, the spirit of discipline, which is the word of God. The word of God is correction, is discipline. The word of God enforce or what? Obedience. The word of God want us to have the right conduct, the right order in our lives. And when we begin to do those things, practice those things, that's mean exercising those things, self-control come over your life by the Holy Ghost, by the word of God. Jacob and Abraham came into a place of what? Self-control, discipline. And there's so many spirits have taken over the body of Christ that's not disciplined and living impoverished, can't get out, blaming other people, faulting other people, when the responsibility, we need to say, it is I, O God, and I need you, because God already made provision for his people. Preparation for our journey has already been set up, have already been set up by God beforehand, saints of God. All we have to do is obey the word of God. Provision is already there. When the Spirit of God takes over a circumcised heart, a heart that's yielded to God, a heart that's submitted to God, it's impossible for a demonic spirit of poverty to rule your life. But when you begin to be connected with a lax spirit of poverty, it handicaps your life, saints of God. It brings a handicapped spirit over you. What is a handicapped spirit? It controls. It controls your mobility. It controls you from going forth. That's what a handicapped spirit is. And so this spirit comes by in lackness. Like you see some people that have the same attributes, same spirit. They get together and they complain by things and people and stuff and put the fault on this person, this thing, that place. They get into agreement. It becomes a lackness of spirit. And before you know it, those attributes is taking you over. You're going to begin to make bad decisions. You're going to have no control over your spending. You're going to get out of control. You're going to begin to do things that's out of the will of God, because you need to sever those ties with that poverty spirit. And people get so angry when the Spirit of God is saying, sever it, release, cut yourself off, because I want to bless you. Instead, we will listen to that spirit. And now those tendencies begin to take over our spirit. Those symptoms begin to take over our spirit. That's what happened with Abraham. That's what happened with Jacob. Those dispositions begin to take over our spirit. Those traits begin to take over our spirit. Our manners change, our routine change, and what happens? A spirit of poverty is hanging over you. It's demonic. It's not of God. It's not his will. Isaiah 119, please. Somebody please read that. Isaiah 119.
If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
If you be willing and obedient, you shall, covenant, agreement, you shall eat the good of the land. Obedience causes you and I to prosper. Stop throwing God under the bus. Stop throwing God under the bus. You're not prospering because laws of attraction, laws of attraction, those laws of attraction need to be severed tonight by the word of God, by the blood of Jesus. You need to cast down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. When anyone begin to talk to me about anything negative, anything that's not prosperous, anything that's not building up, anything that's not lovely, anything's not of honor, conversation is over with. Beatrice is through with those conversations. Because the Spirit of God wants you to prosper. You don't want to grow old, feeble in mind, feeble in finance, lacking. Doors are closed because you're not strong anymore. You got to take hand-me-downs and handouts. You got to live in government housing. You got to be controlled by authority. That is not the will of God, saints of God. It's not the will of God. Government housing was meant for one thing, transition, temporary. There's some people have generation of government housing, lived in government housing all of their life. It's a curse, thanks to God. That's a generational curse because of disobedience. They're welfare recipients that spent on welfare, generations of welfare. That's a generational curse because of what? Disobedience. Disobedience. But the Spirit of God wants that mindset to be shifted tonight. He wants that mindset to be restrained tonight. He wants the spirit of discipline to take us over. He wants order to come into our lives. He wants self-control to come into our life. The word of God does all of that. It rules. It disciplines. It corrects. It brings self-control. It's something you just will not do if you want to obey God. It's something you refuse to do. There's some conversation you will not get caught up in because of the Spirit of God is inside of your soul, in your heart, in your loins, saying, that's not word, and I will not be a part of it. It's impossible for somebody to cause you to prosper that you had to pray them through a bad time. Then they're going to come around and tell you, you should do this and do that, when they couldn't get themselves out of a paper bag. Then they're going to try to tell you how to prosper. That's a foolish spirit. You don't listen to that kind of spirit, thanks to God. When somebody in a jam and you help them out of a jam, they're going to come around and turn on you and tell you that you need to do this in order to prosper. Don't give me that line. If you know how to prosper so well, you would have never been in that bag that you were in, because you would have been walking in obedience and your needs would have been met. Don't listen to that nonsense. That's a trick of the evil one. That's a demonic spirit to get you off course, thanks to God. Wisdom and knowledge come out of what? Healthy spirit. Men and women that follow the oracles of God, out of their mouth come nothing but wisdom knowledge, enlightenment from God. That's what revelation is. It's God enlightening their mind by the word of God. And so tonight, that's a stronghold over many saints. And they wonder, why I can't get this? Why am I still in this situation? Why? We need to take responsibility. I remember my pastors always say when she was preaching, and many times the spirit of poverty would be in the room. She would say, poverty is demonic and poverty stink. And we're going to get that stinking spirit out of here today. Poverty is demonic and poverty smell. It stinks. It's an aroma. It causes your life to be in a place of lack and destitute. Always insufficient. Needs are never met. Always under. Never able to give. Always on the receiving end. That's the spirit of poverty. But the word of God said to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. What God does is increase, saints of God. Open up greater doors. Put you in better places. Do the supernatural. Because he's the one that causes you to increase. Why? Because of obedience. You're not rebelling against the order of God. It's a principle. It's set up. It's structured by God. It works. And it's going to always work because what? It's God's structure. It's God's principle. It's God's foundation. It's the way things God calls to work. It's order. It's truth. It gives shapes. It rules. It restrains. It has already predetermined your life. So tonight, we're going to come together. I want you to agree with the word of God tonight, that the Lord desires that the spirit of poverty be off of your mind. I'm talking about your mind. When your mind is transformed, things begin to change and happen in your life. New beginning come forth. God allow you to meet people with different attitudes, with different thoughts. And it just rubs off on you, saints of God. It rubs off on you. It's just like super glue. It attaches itself to you because it's what? It's word. They are living, walking word. They are doing the word. And so what happened? It rubs off on you. And you begin to prosper. But lack spirit draws lack spirits. And your mind will get caught up with that lack spirit, that mind of poverty. And you won't get out unless you begin to pray, unless you begin to acknowledge, unless you begin to take on responsibility. And responsibility discipline us. Responsibility bring us in order. Responsibility calls us to what? Obey God. So we're going to pray against that demonic spirit tonight. We're not going to throw the word of God under the bus any longer and blame anyone else. We're going to take on responsibility because of bad choices and bad decisions. Then you're raising your family. You're constantly making bad choices and bad decisions. Your household will be in ruins, will be in decay. You can never come out of situation until the spirit of obedience, you yield and say, I will obey God. That's what Abraham said. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He obeyed God. Jacob obeyed God. And their lives, the rest of their lives, they were no longer impoverished. Jehoshaphat obeyed God. And the Bible said, The rest of his life was in prosperity and rest. The word said so. And that's what God desired to do for you and I tonight, that our mind be transformed. And when your mind is transformed, the Spirit of God will enlighten our mind. And he will teach us his will, what is good for us, what is pleasing to him. The purpose we was created was to please God. That's the purpose. And we'll be able to be a blessing, saints of God. Not just having just enough, not scraping the barrel, but being overflow with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Why? Because we have came into a place of discipline. Discipline means restraint. Some things you just don't do. Some things you refuse. Sometimes there's places you refuse to cross over the line. Because you want to what? Prosper in the things of God. It's God's will that you prosper. It's God's will that you pay your bills on time. It's God's will that you go forward. It's God's will that you increase. It's God's will for you to be blessed, to support kingdom work, support your family, that your needs be met, to support mission, to do all these things that he has set up, the principles of God I'm talking about, that set up kingdom work, harvest planted, labors of few. All God wants you to do is obey God. What God would do, he would do the supernatural through the spirit of obedience, thanks to God. Just obedience. Things would change in your life just saying, I yield, I will not rebel against God's word. The Spirit of God strengthen me, enable me to walk in obedience. And what happens? Your attitude changed. That spirit that was attached to you is cut off. Because the spirit of poverty does not want to hear nothing good. They want to hear something bad. They want to blame somebody. They want to criticize something. It want to overthrow something. That's what the spirit of blame does, because the problem is within them. They can't see nothing good. They see evil. But God wants you set free tonight from that mindset, from that spirit. And all we have to do is pray and say, yes, Lord. Yes to his what? His will. Yes to his will. We don't want to have need of prayer tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, many have received powerful words from the Lord to bless, to increase, to do supernatural things into their lives. You've given people creative mind to invent, to do many things, oh God. But one thing I know, Father, by your word, your will be done in the earth. If you have to birth someone else, bring them into the kingdom, whatever you will to be done, if a disobedient spirit don't obey, someone's going to obey. And that's why many people lose out, because God's will shall be done. If somebody has to be birthed into the kingdom to do his will, that's what you did with Jesus. Father, Joshua was there. He was birthed by God. He was sent by God for the people to go into the new land, because Joshua had an obedient spirit. Moses was not able to take them through it, but you created a man named Joshua. That's how you do, because your plans are going to stand. Some will obey, and they're going to receive everything you promised them in the earth. Everything you made provision, they're going to receive everything. And many have received beautiful prophecy over their lives, but refused to obey God, and everything is held up. But somebody going to do the will of God and going to do what God tells them to do in the earth. Because the universe is controlled by the throne of God. His laws are statutes in order, ruled everything, divined by his mouth, his word. And so, Father, your word will not return void. There's someone out there going to obey you, Father. Even when the spirit of disobedience is still out of control, refuse to be disciplined, somebody's going to say yes and go get that blessing. Father, you know who we are. You know our obedience. You know, God, when you tell us to cut off something, that the spirit of God will quicken us in our soul by the word of God, and we are cutting off in Jesus' name, and the spirit of God enable us to be strengthened to walk in the spirit of prosperity. The spirit of poverty is sent from the devil. It's demonic, and it has people in captivity. It has people in lack, and they bring people with them. It's a lack spirit. But tonight, Satan, we see you by the word of God. It's not of God. It's demonic. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the spirit of God to release the men and women of God from the spirit of poverty in their mind, to set their mind free by your word tonight, God, to transform their mind tonight, Father, to bring their mind into order tonight, to discipline their habits, oh God. Those habits was created by themselves, God. We were not born into this world with habit, but we come in and we create habits, and those habits need to be broken by the Holy Ghost and by the blood of Jesus. We need self-control, oh Father, tonight. We repent of blaming anyone for our failure, for our mistakes, for our bad decision. Father, we stand accountable that the Spirit of God, his rules over our lives, his spirit of discipline, God, will bring us into a place, oh God, where we will have a teachable spirit by the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost is a teacher on the inside, that the Holy Ghost begin to teach us tonight, and we have ears to hear, hearts to receive, and a spirit to obey the teaching of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Your word says we have needed no man to teach us, but the Holy Ghost on the inside, the teacher dwells within us, teaches us, oh God, and we have to follow his order. His word, oh God, his word control, his word is substance, his word produce, his word get us out of poverty. And Father, I thank you for this word being attached to the believers tonight who's ready with a new mindset, ready to sever the spirit of poverty in their mind, ready to sever it by the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost sever it for them tonight in Jesus' name, where they will have no dealing, God, with conversation, God, that's of impoverished conversation, to blame anybody for their downfall, to blame anybody for their lack, to blame anybody for why they're stuck, because they did it to themselves. And Father, this night, I send the word north, south, east, and west to sever every tide, oh God, to loose your people from bondage, to loose them from poverty in Jesus' name, that you begin to heal us tonight, Father, so we can bless. Your word says, if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. You bless Abraham and Jacob because they became in a spirit of willingness to obey God, willingness to be corrected, willing for the Spirit of God to teach them, willing for them to be restrained, have a controlled spirit over them, to be disciplined by the Spirit of God so that they could prosper, God, and so their seed can prosper. We are the seed of Abraham, a prospering seed. We are in covenant tonight in Jesus' name. So Satan, loose the people of God tonight by the blood of Jesus in the cross. You have no control over them because Jesus overthrew you at the cross. He took all powers from you at the cross. You are dethroned. And the only way that gate is opened up when we willfully disobey God, when we willfully walk in disobedience, then the gate is opening, then you come in. But tonight we need to close gates, saints of God. We close gates when we stop rebelling against the word of God. We close gates when we stop putting the blame on someone else. We close gates, and the devil cannot enter. There's no entrance way. And so tonight, we stand on the word of God. Your word says, if we are obedient, that we shall eat the good of the land. We can't put the blame on anyone, because God, your word has gone forth. Your word has made provision for every believer, everyone that's called on your name, that's saved by faith and grace. Provision has been made by the Holy Spirit on their journey in life prepared before they were born. All provision has been taken care of because we are covenant children. We must stay in agreement to the covenant of God to be willing and obedient. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. Father, there are those that's in love with you. Those got to learn how to love you. Because you desire none perish, that all come into repentance. You desire that we be out of poverty, God. You desire that our needs be met. It's your desire, Father, that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. It's your will. You are loving. You are kind, God. But you're not going to do anything against your word, Father, because you are the living word. So I send the word tonight that the Spirit of God begin to heal in minds tonight in Jesus' name. Begin to heal their mindset tonight in the Jesus' name. To begin to bring transformation in their minds in the name of Jesus. That the mind of Christ take them over in Jesus' name. Your word says in John 14:26, that the Holy Ghost will bring all things into your remembrance. It's the teacher. Bring all things into their remembrance, O God. That the attributes of the evil one will not be attached to them tonight any longer in the name of Jesus. That lack spirit of poverty tonight, we lose the spirit of God to sever it in Jesus' name. That they be free to walk in obedience. They be free to be under control by the Holy Ghost. They be free to receive their blessing tonight. That the spirit of healing go out into the land. If healing is the children's bread, heal in Jesus' name. Everyone that's going through the spirit of poverty, mindset and be changed in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your mind that your mind be transformed tonight, that your mind be renewed tonight, that you have the mind of Christ tonight. You're going to think like him according to his word. You're going to obey his word in Jesus' name. And the spirit of God will lose good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom? Whatever you give out, you receive. Give love tonight. Give kindness. Random acts of kindness. Support. Supply. Do what God tells you to do. Move in love. Love covers in Jesus' name. Love heals in Jesus' name. That the spirit of love minister to the need. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. I pray tonight for those that's laboring and seeking the kingdom of God, who have taken up their cross to follow you, that you bless them, strengthen them, you endow them with power, God, from on high, that you open every door and supply every need, that the spirit of poverty, that stinking spirit, go to the pits of hell in Jesus' name, that the sweet aroma of the Holy Ghost from heaven begin to give us a new fragrance tonight in the name of Jesus. Our prayers are fragrance, sweet odors in the nostrils of God. Let these prayers go into the nostrils of God tonight as a sweet odor, Father, from the saints of God, that the spirit of God arrest the spirit of poverty tonight, that the spirit of God dethrone it tonight in Jesus' name, that new doors, new opportunity, increase come into their lives, needs are met, no longer in lack, no longer insufficient in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of John 6:44, go the word of God and draw in the unsaved, supply the need, minister to those, God, that's out of the will of God, bring them back to the fold in Jesus' name. We thank you, O Father, for homelessness, that the spirit of God move in those places, supply the needs in Jesus' name. Unemployment, go back to the pits in Jesus' name. I thank you for opening the door of employment tonight in the name of Jesus. reconciliation for families that's out of order. The devil has came against families from the garden, but tonight we thank you for the spirit of reconciliation, because what Jesus did, that families be healed, that matters be resolved, that needs be met for the family, for the house of God, in Jesus' name, that healing come forth in Jesus' name. Whatever area in that life, we send the word of healing. You said you sent your word. You sent your word to heal and save us from destruction. That the healing word of God, you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Heal in Jesus' name. Minister to the need. Comfort those that need comfort. In the name of Jesus, we stand on your word, God, that it's been applied tonight. That the Spirit of God attaching itself to that man, woman, boy, and girl that need an immediately breakthrough. I thank you for that breakthrough tonight by faith. And God, we're going to stand agreeing with your word if we are willing and obedient that we shall eat the good of the land. And Father, it's your will. It's your will, God, that we prosper, increase. You said it. I believe it, because you are the one that causes us to increase. And we're going to praise you for the increase by faith because of our obedience to your word. In Jesus' name, be blessed, saints of God.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. With the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.